531.
Pacific participation in tertiary education is growing in Canterbury, and Ara Institute of Canterbury is making a concerted effort to support Pacific learners. Increasingly, more and more Pacific people are studying at Ara, successfully graduating and even going on to work within the Institute. These successful individuals are role models, inspiring others in their community to improve their lives and those of their families through participation. Patient in tertiary education. Afamasanga Feleti Poipoi Pesefea is an outstanding example of a Pacific Ara graduate having completed a degree in music at Ara, followed by a Master of Creative Practice. Hugely committed to his family, his Samoan culture and Pacific community, the former tradie has established himself as a force of creativity with a very bright future, doing something he's deeply passionate about. Afamasanga joins us now on Pacific Days for a talanoa. Maaloso I fuala afionga, Afamasanga, and thank you so much for your time today.
Talofalava, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Afamasanga, firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
Oh, cool. Hello, my name is Afamasanga Feleti, and I am a graduate from our institute. I did my Master of Creative Practice. I'm here in and around Pacific music, performance, and history. But born and bred Canterburyan. Most of my family are here in Christchurch. I attend our local Samoan church, Ewhakasa Church. I'm here in Christchurch. Come from a big family. My dad is from the village of Murifumua, and my mom is from the village of Palitangaloa, Safune in Savai. A big lover of music, storytelling, being able to share our culture and our history, and just being able to educate others, especially our Pacifica students here in Christchurch.
Very nice. Awesome. Now, Afamasanga, can you give us firstly, or tell us a little bit about your study at Ara, and you've done a few degrees. Can you give us an overview, please?
I think I was sort of a typical student coming out of high school. Didn't quite know what I wanted to do. So at the time, there was a Pacific Trades training program that was just about to launch, and that was just in response to the earthquakes. I was very lucky to be part of the first cohort for that program, and I trained as a plumber, drain layer, and gas fitter, and then I sort of worked for a couple of years, but didn't end up. I felt like it wasn't what I really wanted to do, or what I wanted to pursue. So then I ended up following into music. Music has always been something that I just loved, and being able to do, through church and through school and stuff like that. And so I decided that I wanted to enroll at jazz school here at Ara Music Arts. So I enrolled at jazz school, and I did my 3 years. I trained as a contemporary vocalist. And then after my music degree, again, I thought I didn't know where I was heading, or I knew I wanted to go to teachers college, but I sort of was persuaded by some of my lecturers that they were like, oh, maybe you should consider doing your honours. So the following year, I ended up jumping into, I studied at WinTech, and I did a Bachelor of Media Arts with honours. And then I did around the MOL movement, and I did that was sort of the historical context of a performance that I created around that, that I used, like our students here, our Pacificus kids here, I use it to sort of educate them around Pacifica history, get them to do dance and music and stuff like that. And then that sort of led me into my master's. So after I completed that, I studied my master's of creative practice here at Ara, which I'm very, very, very lucky to be the first student of, because it was a brand new program. So I was the first ever student to be in the Master of Creative Practice program, and I'm also the very first graduate of the Master of the Creative Practice program. So It's sort of been a huge study journey for me, but at the same time, it's been an awesome blessing of self-discovery and being able to educate our students on just music, on Pacific history, and things like that. Yep.
Afa Masanga, in terms of creative practice, in a nutshell, what is creative practice?
So creative practice, for me, around arts, my specialty is around music. But creative practice is basically, it just encompasses a lot of the arts, sort of art subjects. And it just basically, in the master's context, it just allows us to be able to create, be able to use different areas of arts to make something, to create something. And so for me, my output was creating a specifically Pacifica show that used Samoan language, Samoan culture, Samoan performance and history. So it was just a mixture of things that came together to be able to create that.
With your different studies over the year at Ara, how was that for you? And in terms of your overall experience, what are some of the main things that you've taken away from your time at Ara, but also just in terms of your tertiary education journey, Afa Masanga?
Good question. My education journey has been it's been a challenge, but it's also been a blessing. And I say those things in a very positive way, because at the time I was coming into Ara, there wasn't that much Pacifica voice, or there wasn't just many Pacifica things going on in the institution. So, you know, when I came in, it was a challenge for me to be able to, you know, let alone we are in Christchurch, where there's a lot of, you know, we're sort of considered Bālangi in a way, you know, and then coming into an institute that didn't have all these sort of options or like these pathways, the challenge was being able to find other Pacific students, being able to create a way to create our Pacific voice on campus, being able to connect students through different departments, you know, and so. The challenge, one of the challenges for me was to create that. And so I was very lucky to be able to create our first ever Pacific Students Group here at Ara Institute. And, you know, that through that, we were able to cater to some of our Pacifica student needs. And so we love to use, in that group, we love celebrating our languages through the language weeks, you know, being able to run workshops to educate students and staff about different cultures, and just being able to be Pacifica, you know, that itself is a pretty big win. But in terms of just the study journey, it's been awesome, to be honest. I met some friends in a heap of different departments, being able to connect Ara to other students who are coming out of high school, and you know, just making sure that we can give them the opportunity to learn about different tertiary providers, you know, just to make them, give them chances to be informed about what's out there for them.
Before you, Afa Masanga, had many of, you know, your other family members or members of your ainga, you know, taken up tertiary study, or are you one of the first to embark on the tertiary, you know, study journey?
So in my family, before I started studying, I was working, and that was purely, so in my family, I wasn't actually the first. My little brother was the first to go to uni, and that was just purely just so that I could help my parents out, and you know, as we do as Pacifica people. But I've been on this journey of study, it's allowed me to help others or connect them with these opportunities. So now there's a heap of families that, or a heap of my family that have come through study, or, you know, through the community groups that I work with, being able to see some of my students there that I work with in high schools come through to education or to tertiary as well. So it's been awesome just to see that, and students being willing to educate themselves so that, you know, hopefully that if I was to leave an impact, you know, someone else can do better than me and you know, give back just how our parents are continually doing for us.
In terms of your family, your ainga, your church family, and you know, wider networks, talk to me, please, Afamasanga, about the importance of having that support network over your study journey.
Oh, it's huge. It's very, very important. I think a lot of people, especially down here in Christchurch, a lot of people don't really understand this concept of a village. And don't really understand that the village support system is just as important as the student who is coming from that village. And so, you know, family for me was, it's huge, you know, having siblings, you know, me being the oldest in particular, you know, having siblings that can, you know, maybe just take the workload off of me from stuff at home to be able just to focus on my study for maybe a couple of weeks, you know, it's important. Or, you know, having their support from church families and, you know, a lot of people take for granted, you know, prayers from our parents and especially our ministers and stuff like that. And so for me, you know, I just consider myself extremely blessed that someone else is thinking of me, except for, you know, other than themselves. So if anything, it's, you know, it's why we do things, it's why we go through the processes, if not education in another pathway, so that we honour our families and we try to provide something that wasn't there before.
So for you from here, Afamasanga, where to, you know, more study, or what are, you know, some future goals, aspirations for you?
I'm just in my final year of teachers college, so I'm training to be a secondary school teacher. So I'm training as a music teacher, so I'd really, really love to be able to work in schools and be able to teach as a music teacher, and also just Pacific history is now a subject at high school, so I'm super, super happy about that. And so hopefully through there I'm able to show a bit of our culture, our history to our Pacifica students here, and hopefully move some of the performance stuff that I've been doing outside of sort of school and in the community, like into school, so that, you know, they understand that the stories they share are important regardless of where you are. So hopefully educating them at a young age can make them better informed when they leave their space.
Finally, Afamasanga, you know, we're nearing the end of another year and another cohort of students looking at potentially entering into tertiary study education. What's your message to them, especially for those that are maybe not too sure at this stage?
I would say give it a go and have no regrets. As soon as we have regrets, we sort of doubt our skill set and what we think we can do, what we can't do. So, you know, for those coming through, I'll definitely say, like, have no regrets. It's okay to make mistakes. You know, they're just simply lessons that we learn on part of our journey of life. And so hopefully that just becomes a bit of a motivator and for them to get through.
Graduates of Ara Institute of Canterbury in Christchurch, Afamasanga, Feleti Poi Poi Pesefea, Afaftaitele Lavalawa Fionga, Afamasanga. It's been so great speaking with you. And all the very best for the future. Ya Manuia. Thank you.
Manuia.